Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Strength of Your Emotions, A Guide to Emotional Intelligence to Succeed at Home and Work is a self-help book centered on emotional intelligence, emotional regulation, and practical personal development, positioned for readers who want to handle stress more effectively in both family and professional settings. It presents emotions not as obstacles to avoid, but as signals that can be understood and managed more skillfully. Based on the book description and related listing details, its purpose is to help readers build calm under pressure, improve relationships, and respond more deliberately in situations that often trigger conflict, frustration, or overwhelm. The book fits within the broader emotional intelligence genre, but it emphasizes everyday application rather than theory alone, framing emotional mastery as a usable set of habits for home, work, and personal growth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, emotional intelligence as a practical skill for daily decisions. The book treats emotional intelligence as something concrete and trainable, not as a vague personality trait. Its core idea is that better outcomes at home and work depend on noticing emotions early, naming them accurately, and responding with more intention. That matters because many conflicts are not caused by emotions themselves, but by impulsive reactions to them. By framing emotional intelligence as a set of usable behaviors, the book encourages readers to pause before speaking, interpret stress more clearly, and choose responses that are more likely to improve a situation. This practical focus also makes the book accessible to readers who do not want a clinical or academic treatment of psychology. Instead of asking them to become experts, it asks them to build everyday competence, greater self-awareness, better self-control, and more effective interpersonal judgment. In that sense, emotional intelligence becomes a tool for reducing avoidable friction and making more stable decisions in ordinary life. Secondly, managing pressure before it turns into conflict. A major theme in the book is the role of emotional regulation under pressure. The description highlights calm under pressure, which suggests the book is especially concerned with how people behave when stress, frustration, or overload narrows their thinking. This is important because pressure often amplifies misunderstandings and makes people react in ways they later regret. The book appears to present regulation as a practical sequence: recognize the emotional trigger, slow down the response, and choose a more balanced action. That approach is useful in both domestic and workplace settings, where emotional escalation can damage trust quickly. Rather than treating stress as a purely external problem, the book emphasizes the internal management of stress responses. This makes its guidance especially relevant to readers who feel that their reactions are too fast or too intense. The likely value of this theme is that it turns emotional stability into a repeatable habit, not a rare moment of composure. Thirdly, strengthening relationships through empathy and clearer communication. The book links emotional intelligence with stronger relationships, which suggests that it sees interpersonal success as depending on more than self-control alone. At home, emotional misunderstandings can create tension between partners, parents, and children. At work, they can weaken teamwork and reduce trust. The book's value here lies in showing that empathy is not passive sympathy, but an active skill for reading context, understanding another person's likely perspective, and responding in ways that reduce defensiveness. That kind of communication can improve conversations because it shifts the focus from winning an argument to resolving the underlying emotional issue. The book likely encourages readers to listen more carefully, choose language with more care, and avoid making assumptions about intent. This is a meaningful distinction in the emotional intelligence genre because relationship quality often depends on the ability to manage not just one's own feelings, but the emotional tone of the interaction. In that respect, the book presents emotional intelligence as relational competence. Fourthly, self-awareness as the foundation for lasting change. Another important dimension of the book is self-awareness, which appears to function as the starting point for all other emotional skills. The description points to lasting self-awareness, implying that the book wants readers to recognize their patterns rather than only manage isolated moments of stress. Self-awareness matters because people often repeat the same emotional reactions without seeing the triggers underneath them. If someone understands what situations provoke anger, anxiety, defensiveness, or withdrawal, they can begin changing the pattern before it becomes automatic. The book's likely contribution is to connect awareness with practical adjustment, showing that reflection is not enough unless it leads to better choices in real situations. This focus is especially useful for readers who know they react badly but do not know why. By positioning self-awareness as a durable skill, the book suggests that emotional growth is cumulative small improvements in noticing, interpreting, and correcting one's reactions can reshape how a person handles many future situations. That makes self-awareness the book's main organizing principle. Lastly, a home and work framework for emotionally balanced living. What distinguishes the book is its dual setting. It is explicitly aimed at both home and work, which broadens emotional intelligence beyond one environment. Many books in this category focus mainly on workplace performance or personal healing, but this title tries to connect both domains. That matters because the same emotional habits often show up in family life, friendships, and professional settings, even if the pressures look different. A person who cannot manage irritation at home may also struggle with patience at work, and someone who handles workplace criticism poorly may bring that stress back into the family. The book appears designed to show how emotional balance can create continuity across life roles. That makes it appealing to readers who want a single framework for managing conflict, stress, and communication in multiple settings. The home and work emphasis also gives the book a practical edge, since it is not limited to self-reflection alone. It is about functioning more effectively in the places where emotions most often shape real consequences. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a straightforward, practical introduction to emotional intelligence with immediate application in daily life. It should appeal to professionals, parents, and anyone who feels that stress, frustration, or reactive habits are undermining communication and decision-making. The main benefit is its emphasis on emotional regulation as a usable life skill, noticing triggers, staying calmer under pressure, and responding more thoughtfully in conversations that matter. That makes it useful not only for personal growth, but also for improving relationships and reducing unnecessary conflict. What helps it stand out in a crowded self-help category is its explicit focus on both home and work. Many books emphasize career performance or general well-being, but this one frames emotional intelligence as a cross-setting capability that shapes how people lead, listen, and relate in everyday environments. Its likely strength is accessibility. It seems designed to be practical rather than technical, making it a good choice for readers who want clear guidance without heavy theory. For that reason, it works well as a concise emotional skills guide for readers seeking more control, steadier communication, and better interpersonal outcomes. If you would like to support Inner Calm Collective, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.